The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular hosts will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
To begin with, a box containing 2 pounds of raw shrimp was thawing in the Big Three compartment sink, and soap bubbles were present on top of the shrimp. One of the proper places to thaw frozen food is in the refrigerator, not at room temperature, in a sink where bacteria can grow rapidly. The shrimp was thrown away.
An annual Gulf Coast tradition is back. We're talking about the Shrimp Festival, and it's happening next weekend. Joining us live now over Zoom is Ryan Moberly with the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. Ryan, 51 years of celebrating. What can people expect this year?
It is always a great time. This might be a hot take, but October is the best time to visit this area. What better way to do that than the Shrimp Festival?
Talk about the lineup a little bit this year.
I tell you what, Saturday night is always the most popular time. We've got Karen Waldrop. She was on Team Dan and Shay on The Voice this past season, finished well, rising up and coming country star. And then the Velcro Pygmies, they travel around the South, one of the most popular 80s tribute bands.
And of course, you can't have Shrimp Fest without the shrimp. How many variations of shrimp can people find this year? And how important is this festival for our fishermen, for our restaurants?
Taking a great dish, that Best of Fest award. And we just love, you know, being able to bring in some vendors from all across the country and even locally to showcase their fine shrimp dishes.
Ryan, for folks coming out.
No tickets necessary. And also, we do have a great shuttle system that our Gulf Shores City School District runs. You can park at some various locations throughout the town, ride the shuttle down. That money benefits the school. It's $5 a day for a ticket. I've got all that information on myshrimpfest.com.
Myshrimpfest.com. Myshrimpfest.com. 51st Annual Shrimp Fest.
A recent shrimp festival in Morgan City may not have been selling local Gulf of Mexico shrimp. In fact, according to one company that looked into it, they may have been lying about it. A tech company that ran these tests, a story outlined by our partners at the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival.
Nowhere else.
Shrimp and Petroleum Festival.
Nowhere else in Louisiana can you get that combo, hopefully separated.
And that, yes, but it has celebrated, you know, offshore life for generations.
Since 1936.
And this company went out there at the request of shrimpers. Mm-hmm. And what did they find?
Vendors total offering shrimp at the festival. CD sampled 5. 4 of them turned out to be foreign shrimp. The one that did not, Woodrow's Cajun Cuisine.
No, are they really selling Gulf shrimp?
Yes, and I think it points all back to the ongoing crisis, if you will, and then responded. We did reach out to the Morgan City mayor, who was one surprised to acknowledge that, like, he's really kind of powerless to do anything. But
look, if you go, for what it's worth, I've read some stories about raids and that sort of thing, and there are
food truck has failed its health inspection this week.
Yeah, here's Don Dare now with what you need to know before you eat out this weekend.
Recent findings from a Houston-based seafood company found the vendors at the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival were selling farm-raised shrimp or imported shrimp at the event on Labor Day. News 10's Dawson D'Amico joins us live.
At the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival, the results they found may shock you.
As in Pakistan ki tarikh mein shrimp farming ka sabse bada pilot.
It's a short lift from the boat to the dock for thousands of pounds of Oregon pink shrimp, also called bay shrimp or cocktail shrimp. It is Oregon's second most valuable seafood behind Dungeness crab. Last year, the Oregon pink shrimp harvest was 44 million pounds, a seafood worth more than $20 million to...
Can you believe I work in a bank? Me in a bank? Does that sound fucked or what? Like, it's all this involved, convoluted bank bullshit, you know? I.e., I gotta wear a tie. But you know me, right? I wear a tie that's a little crazy, like this piano keys tie. So when people walk in, it's like, whoa, what's he doing in a bank? First thing in the morning, people give me shit. That's how I know my day's begun.
We're back with my Uncle Gary.
How I know you.
I'm your Uncle Jerry. I do magic.
Gary.
Rec basketball team in L.A. Mm-hmm. And it was just all these kind
Los Angeles women's recreation
writers, back. Performers, and then other just basketball players that would play nights. And then it was great. And then it became kind of a sensation. And there's a documentary about this team that they were on called Pistol Shrimps.
Mm. That's the way. Been in town ever since they taught
It's a drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Jason Eastwood's Calculator Watch. That means we're coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet in Manitoba. You're listening to ShrimpFarm.crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance.
Residence,
and
residence.
We're happening right here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
On the dial. Yes, my name is Jason. That was John. We're here to bring you an entertaining show of music, segments about segments, talking all kinds of good times.
Good times, good laughs. Boomer Barry is totally back. We missed him on last week's program.
Boomer Barry was on vacation in the 20th century, but he's back with some insights.
I have to make a correction, Jason.
And that correction would be?
About almost a month ago, we did a movie time talking about the new Fall Guy movie. And you said, does this all take place in the States? I said, yes, they don't leave the United States. Apparently, I forgot about this. No, they shoot the movie that they're making in Australia.
They shot the Fall Guy movie in Australia?
No, and there's a movie within a movie.
Oh, and they're shooting it in Australia.
In Australia.
But it's supposed to take place in the States, right?
No, it's supposed to take place in Australia.
Okay, well,
I think.
Yeah. Do you remember that movie For Keeps?
What do you mean? Is the movie in the movie supposed to take place in the States? I don't know.
I've only seen the show Fall Guy, and that was about 35 years ago.
I just got a little confused. But anyway, I'm apologizing. Now, you were talking about something.
Well, the good news is you're apologizing for things that you remember that you did wrong. And that's all we can ask of most of these human beings like us, right? Human beings. You are human, right?
Yeah, I'm not a trucking conehead.
Right. We are not aliens, and we've never been aliens.
And nor are we artificial when we think. We are thinking organically, and we are producing organically, and we are bringing you hit after hit after hit.
There is nothing or anyone or any being or anything from any other planet or anything beaming down telling us what to say or what to do at any time.
We sure hope so. If this is a simulation, then disregard everything he just said.
If I'm sounding like I'm simulated, then I probably am, but I don't know it.
Sure, that's fair enough. If you're not conscious of the simulation,
then I can't be blamed for it, right?
On that note, let's move on. Brand new music this week from Eels. Ooh. Their album is called Being Dead, and this track is Godzilla Rises. Ready, run Shrimp Farm?
.crypto.
Just when you thought you knew.
chance. Wait. Seek out the peaks and the signals don't read.
From Johnny Foreigner with Roy Zane Does Advice Now. Before that, brand new Eels. That was Godzilla Rises, and you're listening to Shrimp Farm. Crypto.
I'm Jason, and we are going to hit up a double shot.
Double shot.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes. Local spotlight. It can be sold.
Sold if it's bought right.
We present to you a local spotlight. My wings were ripped off.
You're flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen, local spotlight.
Local spotlight. Double shot.
And today's double shot is coming to you from Cookie Delicious. Joel Klaverkamp, also known as the Rolling Stones of the Winnipeg scene. He's been so many bands. Maybe David Bowie would be more appropriate, John. St. Vincent comes to mind, but more of a better version and more local. Yes. How would you describe Joel? He does it all. It's hard to say. He's been Beef Donut.
He's a producer.
He's been in the Hummers.
He's a DJ.
He plays amazing bass and writes a lot of the songs in Robojong. And this new Cookie Delicious album is quite delicious in itself. It's called Punch Dance in a Wooded Glen.
Interesting. And who doesn't love cookies? Well, this, Cookie Delicious.
We all do. This new sound takes a lot of nods from LCD Sound System, that whole Brooklyn scene around the early 2000s to now. Disco dance, throwing everything in there, genre bending, great vocals, cheeky ideas, guitars from Avery.
Why don't you let your feet do the talking?
Let's do it. Here we go with Cookie Delicious, and this one's called Mother's Day Parade, right here on
Shrimp Farm.crypto.
We'll be right back.
sing wrong.
Illfest show. That was Make It Burnier from Cookie Delicious off his brand new album, Punch Dance in a Wooded Glen. Go check it out on your favorite streaming service or buy the album at the Sam the Record Man in
Gary's Closet Shopping Center.
It's a shopping center.
All the best. I don't believe there is a Sam anymore, but they do have a Sunrise Records that just opened up in the Gary's Closet Shopping Center.
If you were the manager of a place that's either a shopping center or a mall, would you get offended if somebody called your mall a shopping center?
I would prefer. I think shopping center has a little more class than mall. I think mall, you could easily slide into strip mall. Hey, look, I'm not trying to be classist.
Mall is more of a cool word that the culture, like Kevin Smith did mall rats. Now mall and there's the mall cop. Like mall is more pop culture.
We understand what malls are. But
shopping center is a little clinical.
A mall is more for teenagers and a shopping center is for their grandparents.
A mall. I've never been mauled by any local bears.
And on that note, Crypto Market Report. Crypto Market Report. And yes, the crypto market, the digital asset scene, it's here, there, everywhere. It's up and down and all around, as you know. Neither good nor bad. It's just there. It's simply happening.
You had a great analogy earlier about crypto. Can you repeat that?
I don't recall.
I don't either, but it was good.
It was
probably the best thing I'd ever heard. It's like watching paint dry or a lot of stuff going on in the background.
It's like watching an anthill and you know there's lots going on, but you know you're not gonna see any progress.
You don't see it, you just see a big pile of dirt on the front yard.
No,
but
you see the ants are going nuts.
You look closely, but from a distance you just see a bunch of dirt.
No, those ants are building something, and that's the point.
And they're working with the collective consciousness, kind of a lot like an encrypted sort of system, right?
Then you have scoundrels like Jerry Banfield, who makes a song. Why don't we listen to this song?
Is he related to Ashley Banfield?
I don't know who that is.
She's a news reporter on CNN who's from Winnipeg.
Well, how would I know that?
I don't know. I thought you did your research.
Do I look like Nardwar? Well, look, here's the thing. Jerry Banfield Crypto has made this track, and I don't know what to make of it. I'll let you. We're not going to play the whole thing because it's 8 minutes long. Let's listen to a couple minutes of this right now.
Dup, da, 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 da.
Jerry Banfield, the new king of crypto music. That's my latest idea. 'Cause who makes crypto music? Pretty much just me. I love music, I love crypto. And I'm like, let's put them together, baby. We can educate, levitate, entertain, play around, have fun live, get all the songs up on Spotify. I don't think any other musician is making crypto music right now every day. So I'm thinking, let's do this. Let's make some crypto music every day. Hang out live on YouTube and Twitch. Say whatever comes to mind.
Is this guy for real?
Jerry Banfield, say whatever comes to mind. Is that really music? If you just go on Twitch and say whatever comes to mind, that's music?
Does Jerry come from a musical background? Because I would guess no. It sounds like a crypto guy who suddenly discovered AI music.
I don't know, but it's like the man said.
You can be a millionaire and never pay taxes.
And that's this week's Crypto Market Report.
Everybody's listening to this brand new section. It's Beat of the Week.
The sun is on our side, baby, just not today. The sun is on our side, baby, just not today. This dancing will
a waterfall, orange skyscraper, orange pinata, wallpaper. I don't take shit from drywall tapers or mutters or plasterers of any sort. Keep it up, I'll see you in court. I'll be chilling in the pillow fort. Kick wisdom so savory, mostly because I'm savvy. Taking out snakes like I'm Ricky Ticky Tabby. Taking it to the streets, lesser cats can't compete. Off does not contain any deep. Advertising scene is checkered with cheats. As checkered as these vans on my feckin' feet. Popcushes and comfy cush bring back surf ciders. Happy hardcore motorcycle club smurf riders. Curbando curb gliders. Urban outsiders on the inside scene. Part Suge Knight, part James Dean.
The sun is on our side, baby. Just not today. The sun is on our side, baby. Just not today.
This desert will either bury us or send us on our stinking way. And the drones running your business from a cellular phone. I don't mind my voice, it's just I hate the tone. That's for the laughs, relax, the timing always tracks. We'll be sitting by the pool with a coldy true fact. Unless this donkey punts the pail, put a dollar on the time that we always fail. Call Gail, ask to borrow some kale. The man with the yellow hat should be put in jail. Now Curious George is in therapy with apparent Stockholm Syndrome. If you had him that in your bingo card, throw the caller at the window. Call up Bindo Borges, don't encourage the countess. She's all about the bounty.
Nothing but snakes here in Crooked Creek County.
Crooked Creek County.
The sun is on our side, baby. Just not today. The sun is on our side, baby. Just not today.
This desert will either bury us or send us on our stinking way.
Not be sallow. Zeus was worried. Shit got dark for a while and a little chilly. Don't be silly. There's darkness in the alley. But by dawn, Apollo brightens every Susie, Sam, and Sally. Apollo, Apollo.
The sun is on our side, baby. Just not today. The sun is on our side, baby. Just not today.
This desert is still staring at us, no matter what they say.
The sun is on our side.
Sun is on our side.
From the bug, Jason.
That is something I would never want to wake up to. I don't want to set my alarm to that because I think it'd be like something coming at me in the night.
Well, it reminded me of the writings of Kenji Siratori. Anyway, that was off a brand new album called Machines Number 1-4, and that was called Annihilated, Force of Gravity.
It reminded me of Threnody, for Hiroshima. It's an old piece from the 60s using violins that are detuned, and it's very twisted, kind of like that piece.
Thank you for the education.
You're welcome.
Everybody's listening to CKW 95.9 on the FM dial.
Yes, they are. And to everyone listening, thank you very much for tuning in. We are here for the educational entertainment.
We call it infotainment.
That's what we call it. We've been kicked off late night television when we're now on late night radio.
We've been kicked out of late night television, but let me say, for good reason, some of the things that we are doing on television should not be seen by human eyes.
Infomercials aren't what they used to be. We can't get away with the stuff we used to do, John.
No more subcontracting.
No, we can't. You know, we used to spill things on a rug and we'd show how our cleaner would clean these rugs. Now, when we do it, we get in a lot of trouble.
We're just resigned right now to this college radio program. This is shrimpfarm.crypto, and we're hoping that you're enjoying. We got all kinds of great segments still coming up. Boomer Barry has returned. He's been off for a couple weeks.
Yes, and we're loving being here on 95.9
FM. CKW.
Saturday nights and Wednesday nights at midnight. Or Sunday mornings and Thursday mornings.
At when?
Midnight. Do we have a special guest, Brother Jake, coming in next week?
No, we did have. We were supposed to have John. We promised you. We promised you John McGowan.
Yes, we do.
Winnipeg legend, and it's just not feasible. There's too many mechanics involved. There's too many moving parts, as they say.
Well, John has many people to talk to get to him. He's been such a rock star for so long that you have to talk to his agent, who talks to another agent that gets a hold of him. You have to schedule his.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, he had an hour between midnight and 1 a.m. on Sundays, and we just couldn't meet him at that time because, well, we are. You know, we're working security jobs at that point.
So what are you,
right?
Taylor Swift? What are you, Tay-Tay now? You got two.
He's
too important.
He's on the Errors tour of
Errors. Errors, not Errors. Errors. Oh, too much.
I want to give a shout out. Speaking of John,
why not?
To the bass player from the Strange Things. He also played bass in a band I had called Eastwood and Sons.
Sure.
We played a show with you, Electric John.
Yes, that's
ago.
Right.
And his name's Luke. And Luke is a great
bass player.
He's a listener of the show. He's an amazing musician. He makes guitars. He plays bass.
And weren't you at some sort of festival recently like this?
Like what? Bass festival. Oh, yeah. I was at a bass festival.
Really? And so was it bass-based?
It was a bass-based.
It was bass and based.
It was bass-based. bass, and there was many battles of bass wars.
Now, also, what were the vendors like? Because I heard there was turkey, and I heard they were basting it at one point.
Well, I didn't make it to that part of it. I got lost in low E notes, and I couldn't get up, actually.
Okay, so you're at a bass-based festival, and you didn't get to the turkey-based.
No, sorry. What I need is next time I will hire a festival ambassador like yourself.
Do a festival
service. Have you been to a bass fest?
I've been to bass festivals, but they're more like for DJs. It's not really about bass guitar. Like, your bass festival was bass guitar based. It was based on bass guitars.
Based on bass.
Yeah, and no free bassing, none of that.
No.
That's
Did you get the home bass?
When you say home base, I consider safe in my apartment here in Gary's closet.
I rounded third base with a speaker once. That was a chumble.
That's electrifying. Now, we really enjoy these times, this moment in the show, often when we can just kind of take off the stresses of everyday life.
Right. You know, just
and
breathe.
Have a mindful minute.
Breathe. Well, let's get mindful right now. Welcome
to the Mindful Minute,
brought to you
by
guitarfulness.com. I had a dream last night that I was on a bus with the owner of Pierogi Planet, Rob Nalloway. Shout out to Rob. You're in my dreams, buddy. I got off the bus and I realized that he had gotten off 15 stops before me. And I wondered why, so I phoned him on my cell phone. And then I realized that I left my cell phone on the bus. I tried to phone him. This was a major anxiety dream. I'm not even sure what city I was in. Anyway, to relax, you can always take solace in the fact that you're not on a bus in a dream with me.
Namaste.
Thank you. We're gonna taste a little paradise. I want you rock me all night long. Hey, light, I'll still be looking in your ebony eyes. And we'll go on and on and on.
Wonderful doo-wop and blues 50s influenced guitar work by Paige Drobot in that song that seems like she wrote on another planet called Alien Girl, and I'm a big fan.
A little bit influenced by, say, the Misfits, merging sci-fi with 50s, right?
A little bit of Zappa in there.
All kinds of good
Zappa
stuff.
Zappa loved doo-wop. There's a lot of doo-wop on those Shake Your Booty album and many other
classics. Very good, very good. Paige Drobot tearing it up!
She is. That's a brand new song as well. So that's a local brand new release. I think we've hit all the marks with playing that song.
The Marxists?
Yes, we've hit all the Marxists with the hammers that they're waving in our faces. Because that's their symbol.
Right, I understand.
And a sickle.
Sure.
Do you know the sickle comes from Manitoba?
From carving wheat.
Yes, they carve
wheat. I know, my relatives come from the Carpathian Mountains, the Ukrainians. They're wheat farmers.
They were cutting it up before we were cutting it up, for sure. That's where the term cut it up came from, too. They used to dance in the fields.
Now, I think you might be reaching.
Well, reaching is what I do, considering I'm only about 5'7".
Now, we have to reach the people with a very special message from the older generation.
Reach out and touch someone?
That 60s generation.
That would be the generation just before the Gen Xers.
That's right. And they're also... Well, I mean, okay, sure. And we have one representative on the show from that generation.
We do. He usually appears, a favorite. He's a fan favorite.
Yes, he's loved by all.
And we say fan favorite, we like him.
Lots of people like him. They like the wisdom. They like what he's...
When we had a phone line, it was ringing off the hook.
Unfortunately,
when Barry wasn't on the show.
Our budget has been taken down. We've only been on the air for 2 years this January.
Just remember, when it comes to Shrimp-a-thon or whatever they call it, the pledge-a-thon.
The money scene.
Yes. Send us some cash.
Sure. We could use it.
Let's
the
introduce
station
him.
Could use it. Hey, Boomer Barry.
You know, I love football and I love hockey. But the thing that I don't like is the way that the two games have been linked together. Here's what I'm talking about. The football season's not over, and the preseason for hockey's starting all of a sudden. And the football season's fairly short, but the hockey season goes on for, I don't know, it seems like about 500 games or so. And there's so much time spent watching football and hockey, and then it's just continuous because it goes right from hockey to football and then from football to hockey. And, you know, I'm going to save some time next year, and call me cynical if you want, but I'm just going to tape all the games and I'm going to watch the games that my team won. And you may say, well, what's the surprise in that? Well, I won't know how much they won by, so that'll be a surprise, but it'll save a lot of time in my life watching a lot of the games that they didn't win. I support the games that the teams win or lose, but I just don't have the time to watch it continuously throughout the year.
The Glamour Boys swear they are diva. The Glamour Boys have it all under control. Always dancing, always laughing. The Glamour Boys are playing the role. The Glamour Boys never have the money. The Glamour Boys wear the most expensive clothes. The Glamour Boys are always at the party, where the money comes from heaven only knows.
credit's no good.
That was Living Color with Glamour Boys. They were just in Winnipeg. I saw them at the Club Regent. What a great sound there for a casino. That place is a rock and roll empire. We won't see you next week. You won't be living in my basement. I might be living in yours. You never know. We might cross paths. For Electric John, who is busy in the kitchen making his special 15 herb and spice version of dipped chicken, which I'm looking forward to as a late night snack. If you want a late night snack, good luck to you. Hit a chicken delight on the way back. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying what we all were thinking. Good night.
I'll tell you one thing, Michael's done. He's the only man that I've ever heard of. I've been in show business almost 60 years, ladies and gentlemen. He's the only man I've ever heard of that gets on the stage in front of 75,000 people singing a song and go, oh, I've never seen that before. And I'm no prude, mind, you know, no prude. And I'm a sports fan. I'm used to seeing guys go, you want to throw the ball over here, Harry? Just to be singing a song, man, and go, oh, you know. No wonder he can hit all them high notes. Guess I've been doing it wrong all these years. Allow me the privilege of doing one more for you before I leave here. Thank you. It gets on the stage in front of 70.